In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, usually we tend to be very generous with ourselves, but strict with others. That's the way we do. We allow ourselves a lot of things that we do not tolerate in other people. We can see right away that there are two measures, one for me and one for others. One very large, by which I judge myself and always find justifications for my actions, for my laziness, my negligence, my anger, my sins. Everything is permissible for me. But on the other side, there is the measure by which I judge others. And this other measure is kind of narrow, by which I condemn every little thing my neighbor does. Two measures, and that's a problem. In the gospel for today, our Lord tells us a parable of a servant who had a huge debt with his king. And the servant implored the king for some time in order to pay everything. And the king was moved by his supplication and forgave completely the debt of that servant. But leaving the presence of the king, that servant saw another fellow servant who owed him some little money. And coming after him, the one who had just been forgiven took the other by the throat and asked him for payment. And the fellow servant then implored him for some time in order to pay everything. But he did not want to listen, and he sent his fellow servant to prison. Now some servants saw what that man had done and told the king about it. So the king then called that servant back and told him, "Wicked servant, I forgave you all your debt because you asked me. Shouldn't you then also have compassion on your fellow servant, as I had compassion on you?" And the king, being angry, delivered that man to be tortured. This is what we hear in the gospel. My brethren, this parable is very clear. The king is God. The servant who was forgiven is each one of us. And the other fellow servant is our neighbor. You see, we had a huge debt with God by all the offenses we have committed against him. My brethren, how many sins we have committed in our lives, can we even count? But we confessed our sins and asked for time to amend our lives, to change our evil ways. And the Lord forgave us completely. But then we see our neighbor who may have done something against us. But instead of forgiving, as we were forgiven, we hold a grudge. The problem is that sometimes we simply don't want to let it go. My neighbor lied. He hurt my reputation. He harmed me. How can I simply pretend it never happened? It doesn't seem fair. And it's true. It's not fair. But it's mercy. Be merciful as your Father in heaven is merciful, said the Lord. As we have received mercy from God, we are to give this same mercy to our neighbor. If that man in the parable had been mindful of the mercy of the Lord he had just received, if he had kept in mind the remembrance of his sins, he would not have been so harsh with his neighbor. So we are called to be mindful that we have sinned many times against God, and He has forgiven us. And in the same way, in the exact same way, we are to forgive our neighbor. When we pray to our Father, we say, forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. My brethren, we will be forgiven in the same measure that we forgive. The conclusion is that if we don't forgive, we will not be forgiven. If we don't forgive our neighbor, we will not be forgiven by God. Because one thing depends on the other. My brethren, unforgiveness is a very grave sin. Very grave sin. So we have to examine ourselves to see if by chance we are not carrying this sin inside our hearts. So the question we have to ask ourselves today is there anyone to whom I refuse my forgiveness? Perhaps it's my father, my mother, my priest. Perhaps my son, my daughter, my spouse. Perhaps it's someone who is deceased. I don't know. Sometimes we hear about family members who do not talk to each other anymore. My brethren, it's time to stop this nonsense and let charity heal our relationships. Remember, it's not about being fair. Because if you think about being fair with your neighbor, then you are calling the judgment of God upon your head. is not about being fair, but it's about being merciful, as the Lord Himself is merciful to us. It's about forgiving, as we want ourselves to be forgiven. Now, how do I know that I have forgiven my neighbor? There are three signs, my brethren. The first is that I reject any kind of vengeance against my neighbor. The second is that I pray for him, for his salvation. And if I do these two things, I can be in peace. Even if emotionally, I may still feel hurt. And in the third one, the third sign that I have forgiven my neighbor is that I look for reconciliation. Even if I'm not the one who was in the wrong. Taking the first step in the process of reconciliation is a very pleasing work in the eyes of the Lord. It's not easy, we all know, but the Lord will help us with His grace if we intend to do His will. So I tell you today, do not hold to your grudge as a treasure to have. No. It doesn't do any good to you. By holding a grudge, by having resentment in our hearts, we are just perpetuating the harm that was done against us. So don't do that. But let it fall, let it break, let it go. My brethren, it's time to forgive. For the love of God and for the love of our neighbor. It's time to forgive completely, totally, from the depth of our hearts. Because of prayers, alms, fasting, partaking of the sacraments, none of the things will profit us. If on the last day we are found remembering past offenses, only if we forgive, only if we forgive, we will be forgiven. So I hope you understand that our very salvation depends on this. So let us not have two measures anymore. One large for me, and one is strict for the others. But let us learn to be more and more charitable with everyone, even with those who have caused us harm. Knowing that if we want to receive mercy from God, then we must learn to be merciful with one another. Because this is the law of the gospel. This is the law of the gospel. Blessed are the merciful, because they shall find mercy. Blessed are those who know how to forgive, because they will find forgiveness. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.